Dave and Fanula, weekdays 3 to 6 on iRadio.
12 minutes past 4, time for today's That's the Sound, but what's the story?
What excellent boiled potatoes. Many years since I've had such an exemplary vegetable.
Stunning clip of audio, but what's it from?
The 2005 version of Pride and Prejudice, that was the one Keira Knightley was in. And full disclosure, I have not got around to seeing the 2005 Pride and Prejudice version. Clips of it pop up on TikTok for me from time to time. I was not aware of this iconic scene. What excellent boiled potatoes. But because we're now at the 20th anniversary of the film's release, they're putting out a candle that smells like boiled potatoes to mark it. So it's Mise en Scène is releasing the candle. It says it was inspired by the line spoken by Mr. Collins on a visit to the Bennett family. And I want the world to end over this because boiled potatoes...
Don't be so dramatic.
No, boiled potatoes are a scourge in the world. And they are. But there's no need for them. And I say this again as a woman who loves her family deeply, but is from a family that boiled potatoes form a part of every dinner. And I just don't understand the hold that they have. They are hard to cook properly. You get like the bolder sized ones that don't cook properly and they're like raw in the middle, or you get the smaller ones that go to mush. And I'm aware this is my shortcoming as a woman, that I can't boil potatoes properly. But subjected to them, I am, on a regular basis.
I thought this was just a nice story about a candle being released from Pride and Prejudice to celebrate an anniversary that smelled like boiled potatoes. So you're ranking them, so how far down are boiled potatoes, or did they even make a top three or a top five?
A top three, would you be well? No, absolutely not. If we're going to do, let's call it the Spud scale.
Okay.
If we're going to do the Spud scale, mash for me is top.
Numero uno, mash.
Roasties, second.
Well, that's, roasties can be dry and most of them are like not cooked.
No, most of them are done very well. No, no, they're nice and crispy. There's a good bit of salt on them. They're done in the nice duck fat.
Okay, so well done roast potatoes.
Yeah, well done roasties.
Sits at number two on your potato scale.
I'm going to put chips in third. I'm going to go for a chunky chip. That's what I want.
Oh,
in there.
Chunky chips are never cooked in the middle, Fanula. This is ludicrous. You can't be given out about boiled potatoes and put chunky chips at number three.
I'll accept any chips, though, because I think chips in general deserve a third spot. Then I'll allow a wedge in there at number four.
This is your own scale, so you by saying I will allow.
And I'm going to throw in a wild card, potato waffle.
Potato waffle at number five.
Yeah.
So give us your 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 without me interrupting you.
So the mash, the roasties, the chips, the wedges, the potato waffle.
Okay.
That's the Spud scale a la Fanula Corbett.
I am putting mash number one. Well done, mash. Numero uno, number one. Number two, I am putting chips. Number three, I'm putting croquettes.
Inspired, yeah.
Number four, I'm putting roasties because... in the law of averages, there are more bad roasties than there are good roasties. But if there's a good roastie, it sits at number four. And number five in my mash, can I include a hash brown?
You see, well, I've let you include croquettes. And maybe it's just my personal, like, I wouldn't be mad on hash browns. I'll allow it. I will. Under a little bit of duress, I will allow it.
I don't want to lock that in immediately. Okay. I would like more time to think because you put me on the spot here.
I'm kind of disgusted that you're putting a well-done roastie at number four. Like, you're putting it behind... what was it? Sorry, you put behind mash. Okay, fair enough. But it's also behind croquettes and chips.
Would you entertain potato gratin in a scale, or is there too many supplementary ingredients for to call it just part of a potato scale?
I think for the Spud scale... it needs to be contained within the potato. So it can't be a case of you're adding loads of stuff on. Like in mash, yes, you add butter, you add cream, you add milk, you add salt, but they're all mixed in.
Okay.
They're within the potato. So I think we have to rule out gratin on that basis.
We should have been doing this at Christmas, but at least we're getting to it now. We probably should have done it years ago. Never mind just Christmas. Spud scale, 1 to 5. Rank them. Let's see what the people of this show... how they like their spuds the best. 087-1-102-107. There's going to be many calls of this is underrated. That shouldn't be allowed in the spud scale. No, if you deep fry a spud, then it's not a spud at all. We're prepared for that. Let's go. Welcome to the spud scale, where you can tell a lot about a person from how they rank their spuds from 1 to 5. That's as maximum as we're going to stretch out. 1 to 5. Fionnuala, your thoughts, please. 1 to 5 again.
Mash, roasties, chips, wedges, potato, waffles are my spud scale.
My spud scale now sits at, after a little bit of thinking, number 1, mash. Number 2, chips. Number 3, croquette. Number 4, roasty. Number 5, crinkle-cut potato slices out of the deli.
Oh, that is an intriguing entry.
Isn't it?
We'll allow it. It's all a self-contained spud.
Louise, what's the crack?
So, I definitely would have allowed potato gratin as an option on the spud scale. But if we can't have that,
okay.
Number 1, fried spuds has to be. Number 2, chips. Number 3, roast spuds. Number 4, mashed potatoes. And number 5, potato wedges.
Mash on most people's scales are well down. What's the deal?
Wrong? Yeah, what is wrong in this situation? Are you not putting in enough butter? Are you not putting in enough cream? Enough milk? Enough salt? I just don't understand it.
Cleo, we are trying to figure out what kind of a person you are from putting the baked potato at number 1.
Oh, at number 1, would you go away?
They don't even mention any other potatoes. It's baked potato or nothing at all at number 1.
And you know why that's flawed straight away? Because we put a little rule, and that's why we didn't include potato gratin, because we were like, it needs to be like a self-contained spud. And baked potato is nothing without its toppings. Like, fair enough, yeah, you add a load of cheese to it, you add some mince even, whatever it is that you'd put on your jacket potato, grand. Baked potato on its own at number 1, that is miserable.
Nicole, where's mash on the spud scale for you?
My potato scale would be roasties at number 1.
Oh, that's brave.
Baby potatoes at number 2.
That's silly.
Chips at number 3.
Acceptable.
Wedges at number 4.
Also acceptable.
Mash at number 5.
Like, mash only getting in at number 5. What is the deal? Are people not enjoying their mash? Are they not having good mash? Is mash overrated? Clearly, from the spud scales, mash is well down there for people.
It has to be bad mash. That's what's happening. I think it has maybe afflicted too many people and they're not realising how good it can be.
Is the mash from the yellow box, the luminous yellow box, and you add water? You know,
oh,
that makeup one. What is that the mash that people are having if they're rating it so lowly? At number 5 and number 4, that's all they're picking up.
Possibly. They're not realising.
No first preference votes mash is getting. None here on this show.
Need to start a campaign for this to realise how good mash is so it can make its way to the top of more people's spud scales.
Have a think about it. We don't want to rush you into this, but we can tell what you're like as a person by the way you rate your spuds.
Hey! Hi. Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.